Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dozens of homes and more than 150 businesses may be displaced if the state goes ahead with plans to build two segments of the high-speed rail project in the Bay Area. Officials approved initial plans for the segments, one which would run from the Central Valley to San Jose, and a second continuing to San Francisco earlier this year. Phil, so what does this mean for those home and business owners?
Well, it's going to be time to let's make a deal or not make a deal. It's not going to happen overnight, but it's starting the process. And what it means for homeowners and some other people and businesses is that, yes, if you're going to be putting a rail line through, something's got to move and it might be you. We're going to be covering this and hearing about it for years to come. Now, the interesting part of this is that they're doing it. And this is a change for the High Speed Rail Authority. This is a marked improvement, I'm going to tell you. They're putting out what the plan is, where they're going to go, and have an idea of what right-of-way they need. When they first started High Speed Rail, as one member of the board told me currently, the old crew just showed up. They were in a rush to get it started. They wanted to, we had bond money, but we had to get federal money. They had to get going on it in the Central Valley, and they began. It was like pulling up in front of a lot that you didn't own without a plan and not enough money to get it going, but you did it anyway. And that wound up costing a fortune. It just did in cost overruns. Now in these segments, from Merced up to San Francisco, they're taking a much more measured look at it. They're taking it step by step and doing the things. It's not going to be cheap. I don't even have an estimate of the billions it's going to cost, but that's what they're going to be doing.
So you're giving them higher marks for better pre-planning?
Yes, I am. I'm giving them higher marks for better pre-planning. Patty, I reserve the right to say I think the whole idea of the whole thing is still, you know, up in Jetson country. I don't know how many people want to go to L.A. at 220 miles an hour between San Francisco and L.A., but that's what the public voted for, and that's what they're going on. Now, we will get something out of the deal here in the Bay Area. If we get the Merced line into San Jose, that opens up the Central Valley to Silicon Valley. If we already have the line between here, between San Francisco and San Jose, and they're smart enough to where they're not going to put in a parallel line for a high-speed rail. They're going to use the existing Caltrain lines and electrify it in the process. At the bare minimum, that means better Caltrain service and then high-speed rail going at speeds of 110 miles an hour. It's going to have to be a lot of safety concerns there because that's going through some really crowded areas, but we'll see how it goes. The thing here, the other takeaway on this is that this project is moving. It's continuing on. It's being approved. It's going through that transit thing that we've seen with other massive projects where you sit there and go, are they really going to do it? Are they really going to do it? And the next thing they know, they're knocking on your door and saying, hey, we might want to have to buy your house in order that we actually do this thing.
Our thanks to KCBS insider Phil Mateer, and Phil will be on live again at 7:50 tomorrow morning on KCBS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.